Welcome back to The Lead. I'm Jake Tapper. We're going to continue with our world lead. It's a grim warning. The United States is issuing a worldwide travel alert for Americans abroad and shuttering 21 embassies and consulates this weekend, all in reaction to a potential terrorist threat sources believe could be coming from Al-Qaeda's affiliates in Yemen. A senior Yemeni national security official now tells CNN that Yemeni intelligence agencies alerted local authorities of this threat 2 days ago when the Yemeni president was in Washington, D.C. This official also said that recent U.S. drone attacks may generate reprisals. And now security has been ratcheted up in Yemen's major cities. I'm joined now by CNN national security analyst Juliet Kayyem, CNN contributor and former CIA operative Bob Baer, and right here in studio, CNN contributor and terrorism analyst Paul Cruikshank. Juliet, I want to start with you. From what we know, how real do you think this threat is? And what's the precedent for a response like this, shuttering all these embassies and consulates?
It's pretty unprecedented because you want to put it in combination with the travel advisory. So they're going to close a bunch of embassies and tell Americans to be cautious worldwide to check in with their State Departments and consulates. The two together is pretty unique. So to suggest to me, at least in what we know right now, that there's been sort of a long-term threat stream, a couple months, and then this very specific information coming from Yemen. So there's probably multiple streams. They're not leading to a specific incident. And with caution, lessons learned clearly from Benghazi, both initiatives, both statements came out today in anticipation of the weekend and, of course, the end of Ramadan.